Dr. John Lynch. How are you today, Dr. John?
Very well, Cam.
Good. Good to hear when you're talking to a doctor that he's very well.
100%.
That's brilliant. Special guest today, of course, Suzanne Clark. How are you today?
I'm good.
Now, Suzanne Clark, we've just worked this out, as the great-granddaughter.
Correct.
Is that right? Of T.J. Clark.
Yes.
Founder of the company.
Right. That's brilliant. Now, T.J. Clark founded the company in the U.S.? Is that right?
My great-grandfather discovered the colloidal minerals 80 years ago through, he was ill and a Native American. There's a big long story there. But so he founded the colloidal minerals and coined the term colloidal minerals about 80 years ago. My father founded T.J. Clark, Inc., and he is the grandson of T.J. Clark.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's also T.J. Clark as well, so he's the namesake.
It can get a little confusing.
Yes.
You need to add some juniors on there, don't you, so you can work it out.
He is actually a junior.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when we're talking about minerals, how important are they, would you say?
Minerals are essential. We've always been told take our vitamins, mm-hmm. but they've really discovered in recent years, really, how important minerals are, because there are 105 elements in the chart of elements, and our bodies really need these rare trace minerals that we're just not getting from the soils because they're so depleted. If we don't have minerals, our bodies won't absorb the vitamins from the foods we're eating, they won't absorb the vitamins from the supplements we're taking, so they're vital. They're really of great importance.
So for many years, I mean, we've been told take your vitamins,
mm-hmm.
but really if you're not taking minerals with it, are you saying there's really not a lot of point in taking your vitamins just a bit?
Basically, because if your body has minerals, it will absorb the nutrients and the vitamins. If it
right.
has minerals and vitamins, it will absorb the amino acids. If not, then what happens is your body isn't balanced, and I really do believe that so many diseases stem from mineral deficiencies because they only put nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus in the soils. And yet, we need all of these minerals from the foods, but no matter how many fruits and vegetables you're eating, you're not getting those trace minerals.
Is that because the soil's been so farmed
That's
over?
Exactly right.
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 I mean, the problem we have is that people don't realize that minerals, as Suzanne is saying, of the mineral content in your body, 85% is calcium, and you never get enough of that in the normal food chain because it is depleted. New Zealand's no different.
Is that right? Even though you're drinking milk and...
You never get about 5% roughly.
So you need to top it up with the minerals.
Correct.
What's so special or unique about T.J. Clark's minerals?
Well, first of all, you know, when they got popular about 10 years ago, a bunch of people jumped on the bandwagon and started creating colloidal minerals. Anybody could go in their backyard, run water through dirt, and make it their colloidal mineral. This comes actually from central Utah, and the Department of Agriculture has actually determined the area is 60 to 120 million years ago. There was an event that happened. There was a rainforest that was condensed by either a volcano or a flood, they don't know which, and what happened was those minerals were spared from leaching away by clay on the bottom, and sandstone protected the top. You can actually see the vein.
Oh, okay.
So they've already been assimilated by plant life, so they're more easily assimilated by your body, and because they're in liquid, the minute they touch your tongue, they're immediately absorbed. And plus, my father, he obviously has a proprietary processing method, and comparing colloidal minerals is like comparing apples and oranges, because when you have 70 elements, there are millions of ways just from basic chemistry that those 70 elements can combine. So
okay.
it's the unique synergy between those compounds that makes the product so special.
They're called colloidal minerals. How did that
yes.
name come about? Do you know?
You know, it's basically colloidal is just a small particle that stays in suspension. It was a name that my great-grandfather came up with so long ago, but unfortunately now, today everybody thinks colloidal minerals are all the same, but I could show you pie charts that show how vastly different they are. You know, it's like one product might be 80% sulfur, 12% nitrogen, and only a remaining percent of colloidal trace elements.
Oh, right.
So what happens is there's a lot of different marketing propaganda and all of this, but fortunately, because of the authentic T.J. Clark minerals, people all around the world for years have been using this product with such incredible benefit that fortunately the products that aren't working and helping people, usually there are enough people that are getting benefits that are spreading the word, and that's how it's
happened. Me about the benefits, Suzanne. What benefits do you get from using colloidal minerals?
Well, so many. The reason they vary so much is because our bodies will heal themselves if given what they need. It's nothing miraculous. It's basically if you have Say, for example, we've got a distributor in Southern California. He was bedridden with MS, mm-hmm. and he started taking the minerals, and all of a sudden he had energy, he could function. He's now our biggest distributor because he was, like, so amazed at the benefits.
So he's basically a walking advertisement, really.
Exactly. I mean, really, it's and I get things like that all the time. Fibromyalgia, arthritis. Various forms, you know, there are certain forms that it works for.
Is it because it helps you to absorb the nutrients in the food? Is
that
what it is?
You get 98% of the nutrients rather than, if you take ingested products, be it food or otherwise, you don't always get total absorption. That's the big difference, and what Suzanne is saying is correct, and we find this here in New Zealand. If we give them colloidal minerals, we know that they will get 98%. And we introduced a child to Suzanne today, a microphilic child, who can't ingest food.
Okay.
The mother is breastfeeding, the child is getting colour and improving because the mother's taking TJ Clark colloidal minerals.
Oh, right, let's
go through. So it goes through the milk, and it's an easy way of helping kiddies with special needs. And
sure.
Anyone that has an ailment, if they go on colloidal minerals, we know that they will get the base trace elements, minerals and vitamins that the body needs on a daily basis.
Okay.
And because it's in liquid, suspended form, being microscopic, we've found that in tests we've done, it between 44 minutes to an hour, it will be in the blood. Because as Suzanne said, the moment it hits the tongue, it starts to go into the body.
Mm.
And it doesn't pass away. You get all of that what you take.
So say you don't happen to be sick, you're a reasonably healthy person. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit in taking
these
minerals?
Oh, the first thing people get stronger, the first thing people notice is more energy.
Right.
And stronger hair and nails.
Those I could are do the, some, with
yeah,
some of that,
those
actually.
Are the first things.
On a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, isn't that for sure?
Yeah. But
those are really the first things people notice, are the hair, the nails, and just more energy and feeling better.
So your hair gets stronger, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, thicker and stronger usually.
It does.
Yeah.
Great. And your nails stop chipping?
And your
chipping.
Nails.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as Suzanne said, your biggest problem is we are nutritionally deficient in mm-hmm. our food chain. No one's fault, it's just that over a period of time we've depleted it. No matter how careful and how nice and bright and shiny the food, and you prepare it well, and you can do it all, it still doesn't have enough basic nutrients. So without that, you're running on empty.
Right.
It's a bit like trying to drive a car without putting oil and water on it. It doesn't go very far.
I've done that one as well, Dr. John, actually. Funny
that's the oil and water for our body.
Okay, so taking this as a normal healthy person, you will find
daily
increased
supplement.
Daily energy,
supplement.
Daily supplement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you take it every day, once a day, twice a day?
Can I say something?
Go for it.
Don't start your day without it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's that important.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. If we put every patient that we have in our clinic, regardless of their needs, mm-hmm. if we put them on that, as Suzanne said, they will feel better energy and they do notice a difference. Roughly 10 days they notice a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
and
quick.
That's how long it takes.
Mm, very
just
quickly.
10 days and then you're feeling the benefits.
Imagine the difference to a person who's been lethargic, had special needs, problems with their health. When they get to that level, it becomes exciting. And we get excited about it because we see people change and their health improve. And these are people who have been in the system for 10 years, 12 years with aches, pains, all sorts of problems. Suddenly, their life changes.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm the sort of person that takes vitamins in the morning, you know, but I've never thought about taking minerals as well to help the vitamins get absorbed. So I'm a classic case, aren't I?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
I mean, really, people just don't understand it. I think people are starting to have more and more and more awareness because it's so vital, and they have the essential minerals like calcium, but what about these 65 to 70 minerals that our bodies need in trace amounts?
Thank you very much for coming in and explaining it to me. I think I need some, and I'll be full of energy next week. You won't even recognize me.